This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Palestinian militants fired more rockets into Israel's commercial heartland Thursday as Israel kept up a punishing bombing campaign in Gaza and assembled tanks and troops on the enclave's border. The 4 days of cross-border violence showed no sign of letting up, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the campaign, quote, will take more time, end quote. The violence has also spread to mixed communities of Jews and Arabs in Israel, a new front in the long conflict. Synagogues were attacked and fighting broke out on the streets of some communities, prompting Israel's president to warn of the danger of civil war. The United States is sending an envoy, worried the region's worst hostility in years could spiral out of control. Meanwhile, truce efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations have so far offered no signs of progress. Fuel supply constraints along the U.S. East Coast should ease in coming days, U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said Thursday, a day after Colonial Pipeline said it had restarted its key pipeline. In separate television interviews, Granholm said the current fuel shortages are temporary and that most areas should be back to normal in a couple of days. The shutdown of the major fuel artery last weekend following a ransomware attack triggered shortages and sent people in some states along the southeastern United States scrambling to fill their cars, creating long lines and higher prices. Tech powerhouse Taiwan resumed power early Thursday evening following several hours of phased blackouts island-wide, a problem that briefly impacted major semiconductor firm Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing. Around 4 million homes were affected on the island of 24 million people after an outage at a coal and gas-fired plant. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron said Thursday a text message he sent last year to the finance ministry's top civil servant, which appeared to show advanced knowledge of a Bank of England rate cut, was a spelling mistake. Last March, Cameron sent the Treasury's permanent secretary, Tom Scholar, a text that included the line, quote, never quite understood how rate cuts help a pandemic, end quote. 5 days later, the BOE cut rates in an unscheduled emergency move at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cameron told lawmakers from Parliament's Treasury Committee Thursday that he was a victim of spell check and that he was responding about a VAT cut, which was in the news. India's most populous state will spend up to $1.36 billion to buy COVID-19 shots and held early talks this week with companies such as Pfizer and the local partner of the maker of Russia's Sputnik V, a state official said Thursday. The move by Uttar Pradesh, home to more people than Brazil, comes as many Indian states curtail vaccinations due to severe shortages during a record surge in coronavirus infections. India recorded more than 4,000 deaths for a second straight day as its health system fails to cope. Nearby in Nepal, 5 people suffocated in a hospital after oxygen ran out this week, just the latest victims of a vicious COVID surge that risks devastating the impoverished country and its ill-equipped healthcare system. Daily new cases have risen 60-fold since April 1st, and nearly 1,000 people have died in the past 10 days, according to official figures. The CDC has signed off on giving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to kids as young as 12, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The FDA cleared the vaccine for adolescents earlier this week, and it was already being used in places like suburban Atlanta.
You're about to get your first vaccine. You're going to get your life back to normal really soon. Good night.
Where middle schooler Meredith Rogers was among those getting the shot.
It just felt like a flu shot.
But much of the nation was waiting for the CDC's independent advisors to make their recommendations, and they say the vaccine will safely protect kids between 12 and 15. The CDC itself quickly accepted the recommendation. President Biden calls vaccinating adolescents a giant step toward normalcy.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's growing brighter and brighter.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.